Welcome to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. Mike is a well-known keynote speaker, personal development expert, and the best-selling author of the book titled Focus on the Good Stuff and Be Yourself. Everyone else is already taken. Mike delivers life-enhancing speeches, seminars, and workshops throughout the United States and Canada, and has inspired tens of thousands through his speaking, coaching, and writing.
Hey, welcome to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining us once again here on Energy Talk Radio. Glad that you joined us. I'm very excited about today's show. We're going to talk about getting real, about manifesting the one, creating a soulmate relationship that you feel really, really good about and are excited. And we'll probably talk about some other things. I have a fantastic guest that I want to get right to and bring her on. I'll tell you a little bit about her and about her book, and then we'll have what I'm sure will be a very interesting and exciting conversation. Arielle Ford has spent the last 25 years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She's one of the founding partners of the Spiritual Cinema Circle, a DVD club dedicated to providing movies about love and compassion. She's the author of 7 books, including Hot Chocolate for the Mystical Soul series and her newest book, The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. Arielle lives in La Jolla, California, with her husband and soulmate, Brian, and their feline friends. And you can check her out on the web at soulmatesecret.com, as well as everythingyoushouldknow.com. So let me tell you a little bit about this book, great book, and then we'll talk to Arielle about it specifically. Have you ever wondered what it takes to find the love of your life? You may dream that you'll find a lifelong partner who will cherish and adore you. The Soulmate Secret, Arielle's newest book, will show you how to take control of your romantic destiny by using the law of attraction. This ancient formula reveals that our universe is set up to deliver the people and things that are consistent with our personal belief system. If you don't believe you'll ever find the one, guess what? You probably won't. If, however, you learn to believe that the one is not only out there but is also looking for you, then true love can be yours. Finding true love is possible for anyone at any age, if you're willing to prepare yourself on all levels and to become a magnet for love. Arielle actually knows this from experience. She used the techniques in this book to bring her soulmate into her life at the age of 44. They were engaged 6 weeks later and have now been happily married for 11 years. And I got to tell you personally, I've had the honor and the privilege of getting to know Arielle a little bit this year, as well as her husband, Brian, who's a great guy. He and I are both former athletes, so we like to email back and forth about sports and such. So I'm very honored to welcome Arielle Ford here to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me, Arielle.
Thanks, Mike. How is everything?
It's good. It's good. How are things down in La Jolla?
It's hot today.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like the middle of summer, even though it's almost November, but it's great. Everything's good.
That's good. I'm sure most of the people listening around the country and around the world won't be feeling too sorry for you about that, but
yeah.
I know that you guys happen to live in one of the most beautiful places on the planet, so thanks for joining me. And your book, The Soulmate Secret, is it's such a powerful, very practical application of the law of attraction, which I think is so important. And many of us, of course, know to whatever degree we understand about the law of attraction. We watch The Secret, but what is this mean as it relates to our soulmate? What does a soulmate even mean? How do you describe that in your book and in general?
Well, to me, a soulmate is somebody that you can completely be yourself with, somebody that you love unconditionally, who loves you unconditionally. And when you look into each other's eyes, you have the experience of being home. So that's how I define a soulmate.
Yeah, that sounds good. And for, I mean, so much of the focus of this book specifically and the work that you do with people in terms of manifesting their soulmate, is it also something that for those of us like myself who are in a relationship, in a great relationship, is it something we can also tap into this to deepen our relationship and really have it be the kind of relationship that we want?
You know, I've had couples tell me they got a lot out of the book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really wrote it specifically for singles.
Yeah.
But the truth is, all of the manifestation, prayers, rituals, tools, and techniques and projects in the book can be applied to any area of your life.
Mm.
So if you already have your soulmate, but there's other areas where you want to manifest, it will work for that as well.
That's great. Yeah, because, you know, so much, I think, we focus so much attention And there's many people listening, of course, very specifically looking, wanting, wishing, hoping, dreaming about that soulmate showing up in their lives. And for those of us who are also in relationships, it's really about continuing to deepen our love and our relationship with each other, not just thinking, okay, I found him, I found her, now on to the next thing, right?
Right. Well, that's the next book I've just started working on.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that next time.
That sounds great. So as it relates to this, tell us your story, because it's really inspiring, your story of how you and Brian met and kind of, you know, how that fits into what you teach us all in this great book.
Well, what happened was I woke up one day and I realized I was 43 and I'd never gotten married. I was just kind of like, oh my God, how did I forget to do that? But I had been using a variety of manifestation tools all along to build my career and with, you know, quite a lot of success. Mm-hmm. So I started to, you know, sort of ponder the idea, like, maybe everything I've done in my business I could apply to my love life. And that's what I started to do. And I was a bit compulsive about it. I tracked down every, you know, prayer, ritual, spell, project, anything that I'd ever used in business, I then applied to my love life. And it all worked, and it worked really, really well. Mm. And within 6 months or so, Brian and I met. We knew the day that we met that we were going to spend the rest of our lives together. We got engaged 3 weeks later, and then a year after that, we had three weddings.
Three weddings.
Three weddings.
Just to make sure you got it right.
We didn't actually set out to have three, but it turned out that way. So
wow.
It was really fun.
Well, and I got to say for everybody listening, you know, I've had, as I mentioned when I was introducing you, I've had a chance to spend time with you and Brian just a couple times briefly in the last few months. And you know, you can kind of get a sense and tell when people are really in love and really, you know, into each other. And you guys really have that energy, that vibe that feels good to be around. So, you know, here we are. How many years later you guys have been married?
We've been married 12 years.
12 years. So, all right. Well, this stuff obviously works. And also for everyone listening, you may know of or have heard of Arielle or be familiar with her. I mean, she also in her work, in all the books that she's written, has had a lot of success in her career in terms of helping some of the authors and speakers and people we all know so well, like Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson, promote and really build their businesses. So it's neat, Arielle, to hear you say that you took what you were doing in your business to help really create such a successful career. You then applied to your love life. And I know talking now, I obviously don't know this from experience, not being a woman myself, but talking to a lot of women, particularly successful women, sometimes it feels a bit like a conflict between, do I focus on my career or do I focus on, you know, creating a relationship and a family? And there are a lot of women, and not that this doesn't apply to men as well, who find that to be difficult. So what do you say to women who find themselves in that situation on how to balance all that and manifest it all at the same time?
I think you have to first know yourself. Mm-hmm. And what kind of life do you want to have? You know, I had been sort of like head down, focused on my career for years and years, and yet there were nights where suddenly it was 9 o'clock at night, I hadn't eaten dinner, I hadn't seen anybody who I didn't employ for
right.
weeks at a time. And I thought, you know, this is getting old.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I became clear that I wanted to find somebody to share my life with, then I started to really think about, well, who would this person be? Like, what kind of traits and qualities would they have? And what would our life together look like?
Mm.
And really started to make a very detailed soulmate wish list of the traits and qualities and qualities of our life together so that it wasn't just random. You know, I had done that very significantly with my business. I had made a conscious decision in 1990 that I was only going to work with people, places, and products that were doing good things for the planet.
Mm.
You know, and that was how I could make decisions about what clients I would work with or not work with, because in the 80s, for me, it was all about the money.
Right.
You know, if they had a checkbook and a pulse, they were a potential client.
Right.
And then when the recession hit L.A. in 1990 and all those big checks went away, I suddenly realized that I wasn't happy. I didn't like most of the clients I was working with. I was only interested when I was making a lot of money with them.
Mm.
And so at that point, I thought, well, you know, if I'm going to do this for the rest of my life, then I have to enjoy these people, and I have to feel good about, you know, the contributions they're making to the world. And that really shifted my career and the way I approached things. Mm. So when I started thinking about, well, what kind of soulmate do I want, I had to really look and see, you know, who could put up with me, and then, you know, what kind of person did I want to spend my time with?
Yeah.
So that was a very important part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds like a great.
And I picked well, didn't I?
Yeah, he's great. Absolutely. You did very well. Congratulations. Well, Ariel, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk about this whole idea of a soulmate, finding the one, if you will. Is there really just one? And then kind of take it a little bit deeper and how people can start to really create that and manifest that in their lives. We're talking to Ariel Ford, author of The Soulmate Secret, here on Energy Talk Radio. Come on back after this break, and we're going to talk some more about manifesting the one into our life. You're listening to Mike Robbins, and let's get real. Come back. Come right back.
Thanks for listening to EnergyTalkRadio.com. If you would like to listen to any show on demand, please go to our shows page, find the program you're looking for, and click on the View All Shows button. There you can play any show on any device that plays MP3s. We hope you enjoy this convenient feature, knowing that you're making a difference just by listening. Thanks for listening to Energy Talk Radio's informative and inspirational shows, Shifting Global Consciousness. Our fun and inspirational talk shows brighten your day, while show hosts and sponsors enjoy the experience of creating a more peaceful, joyful, and beautiful world together with our listeners. 30% of the net proceeds from Energy Talk Radio go to charities. This month, we are sponsoring the Tripura Foundation. For nearly 20 years, the Tripura Foundation has been committed to abolishing extreme poverty. Their programs seek to eradicate hunger, educate children, and empower people, ending the cycle of extreme poverty once and for all. For more information, go to the TripuraFoundation.org. That's T-R-I-P-U-R-A. Please contact us with your favorite charitable organization by emailing us at info@energytalkradio.com. Energy Talk Radio, fun and inspirational talk radio.
Looking for a relationship? Experiencing money problems or want to experience better health? The ancient spiritual science of Vedic astrology not only tells you about your future, but also offers remedies to improve all areas of your life. AstroVed.com is overseen by Dattatreya Shivababa, an enlightened Siddha master who has brought these ancient life-changing services to the West. ASTROVED.com offers astrology readings and offers services for rituals and remedies that can change your destiny. Start changing your life today by going to AstroVed.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Mike Robbins. You're listening to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio, and we're talking about manifesting the love of our life with author Ariel Ford, who wrote a fantastic book called The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. If you're in front of your computer, which I know most of you are listening to Energy Talk Radio here, go to soulmatesecret.com, and you can find out more about Ariel and her work and her great new book, The Soulmate Secret, as well as you can sign up for her email newsletter or follow her on Twitter, which I happen to do, and she likes to put out lots of soulmate secrets all the time on Twitter, which is kind of cool. So, Ariel, we were talking before the break a little bit about your story of manifesting your soulmate, Brian, and this idea of a soulmate. I know people kind of have different thoughts about it. What's your thought in terms of, is there really one person out there for each of us, or how do you feel about that?
I think there's definitely more than one.
Yeah.
I don't know if we started that sort of nasty rumor that you only get one big love in life, but it's not true.
Good. I'm sure there's a lot of people breathing a sigh of relief to hear you say that.
Yeah. And the other thing is that there are already probably many soulmates in your life if you take the time to recognize them. It's like one of my favorite examples of this is Oprah and Gayle King.
Yeah.
You know, they're a perfect example of soulmate best friends.
Yeah.
So you can have a soulmate friend, sister, brother, neighbor, business partner, coworker, all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and if you start putting some attention and appreciation on the love that's already in your life, you become a magnet for even more love.
So if people just start paying attention right now, even if they don't have that love relationship that they're really wanting on the relationships that they do have, is that one of the keys for people to manifest?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely.
And what would you say are some of the key steps? So someone who's listening right now, who's hearing you and thinking, yeah, whatever, I've tried everything. He's not coming. She's not showing up. What do I do? You know what I mean?
Well, like, the first thing I want to tell people is that there is such a thing as divine timing. So it may be true that you've done everything and you are ready. And it may also be true that your next perfect right partner is in the middle of a divorce or is changing jobs or moving to another city or, you know, just it's not the perfect time for them yet.
Yeah.
And if you're willing to have a little patience and to start living as if, you could actually enjoy all of your life right now. So when I say living as if, I talk about that because it's such an important piece of the puzzle. What I mean is that you start to trust and believe and know in every cell of your body that your perfect right partner is already on the way to you. And if I said to you, I absolutely guarantee your soulmate will be arriving in 72 hours, chances are you'd be behaving very differently than from how you are now, right?
Yeah.
You'd be excited, you'd be smiling more, you'd be friendlier to the people around you, you might be buying greeting cards that you're going to give this person someday in the future or buy tickets to concerts or plays, you'd get rid of the clutter in your house, you'd do spring cleaning early. There's just, you know, so many things you'd be doing. And what I'm suggesting is that you do that now, that you live as if right now. One of my favorite examples of this was about this actress in L.A. who loved to cook gourmet meals for herself. And every night she'd get home and she'd cook a magnificent dinner for two, and she'd set the table for two and play music and light candles and keep gorgeous flowers on the table. And within 6 months, her soulmate was sitting at the table with her.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
Now, how is that as opposed to eating Chinese takeout on the floor, moaning, oh, I'm never going to find the one.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah. And, you know, as I'm thinking about this and, you know, what do you say to people who, and, you know, almost everybody out there listening who's wanting to manifest a fantastic relationship in their life has had some pain in the past, has had some bad breakups and relationships that didn't go so well. So how does one move through some of the bitterness or the cynicism or the resignation that it's not going to happen to get to a place where they can really manifest their soulmate?
Well, you know, if you're really stuck in that, this is why God created therapists and coaches.
Yes.
You know, I don't have the magic answer. You know, if you're really down and out and you're convinced it's never going to happen, all I can do is tell you, you're right. You're going to get to be right. But if you're just having sort of a momentary lapse,
I see.
You know, then what I suggest you do is get out an egg timer and set it for 5 minutes and spend the next 5 minutes feeling as absolutely miserable as you can possibly feel. And don't allow yourself to have any thought or any feeling that isn't pure misery about how bad it is for you, whatever your thought is that day.
Yep.
And I promise you, you won't be able to spend 5 minutes doing it.
Yeah.
But what will happen is those feelings will start to lift because you've put your full attention on them.
Mm.
You know, they hang around when you're in resistance to them, when you're in, oh, I'm not really depressed, or I'm not really angry, or I'm not really resentful.
Right.
And you keep resisting and pushing down what's so for you.
Mm.
So this is not to do if you are clinically depressed,
sure.
if you have real issues, then you need medical help. But if it's just a momentary thing and grumpy or whatever, then be that.
Mm.
Fully allow yourself to feel it on every level, in your heart, in your body, in your mind. You know, just dive into it. And then it'll start to lift and you can put yourself into a better frame of mind. The other thing I would suggest you do is if you go to my website, to soulmatesecret.com, there's a section there called Great Stuff.
Yeah.
And in the Great Stuff is the free stuff. And in the free stuff are feelingizations. And these are guided processes to put you into a state of love, appreciation, and gratitude, a place from which to re-experience the love that's already in your life.
Mm.
And from there, drop your desires into it to manifest new and greater love.
Oh, that's great. So if people just go to soulmatesecret.com and then click on Great Stuff and then Free Stuff,
yeah,
they can get there. And I also noticed you have a Soulmate Secret quiz. What is that exactly, if people take that?
That's just a little self-quiz to see the areas in which, you know, you might need to put a little more attention. So it's just a self-quiz, multiple choice that you can take. And then there's a thing at the end where you can sort of score yourself and see where you may be needing a little more support.
Good. So some specific feedback. Now, does this, in your experience, Ariel, is this different for men and women?
No, actually, it's not different. In the Soulmate Secret, I have lots and lots of real people's story who've used these various techniques to manifest the love of their life. It works equally well for men as for women.
Mm.
Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter how much money you have or you don't have, it doesn't matter how much you weigh, this stuff just works.
Yeah, I know. There was one woman who used crayons. Tell us about that, to manifest your soulmate.
Yeah, it's a really sweet story called Coloring the Love Mandala. And a mandala is a geometric shape that's used for meditation quite often. It's a big circle with lots of different shapes inside of it. So this woman went to an astrologer to find out when she was going to meet her soulmate. And the astrologer gave her homework. And the homework was to take this mandala and get the big box of crayons and then crayon and color in every section of the mandala while speaking out loud the trait this woman wanted her soulmate to possess. So, for instance, she took the red crayon and she colored in a small space and said, my soulmate will love animals. And then she took the green crayon and colored in and said, my soulmate will appreciate my wacky sense of humor. And took the purple crayon and said, my soulmate will be kind to strangers. And, you know, on and on till every bit of the mandala was colored in except for one last space. And she pondered this for quite a while, and finally she picked up the yellow crayon, and as she colored it in, she spoke out loud and said, my soulmate will have a really cute butt. Now, she was only 24 at the time, and that was really important to her.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple days later, she went to the gym to work out, and she had actually just given herself a clay facial mask. I don't know if this is something you girls put on their face. It goes on wet. It dries like cement, and then you chip it off.
Yes, I've seen them. I haven't experienced that.
Yeah, it's not an attractive thing. Anyway, she left the mask on for too long, and by the time she chipped it off her face, her skin was really red and blotchy.
Mm.
But it was sort of 9 o'clock at night, and she thought she could go to the gym and not see anybody. So while she was on the exercise goal working out, this really cute guy came and sat down on the bike next to her and started pedaling away. And he starts talking to her, and this girl's freaking out. She doesn't want to meet anybody. All she can think about is that her hair is stringy and greasy and her face is red and blotchy. So she gets off the bike and goes into the yoga room to start doing some stretching, and the cute guy follows her in there and keeps talking to her. And finally he says, well, can I take you out to dinner tomorrow night? And she says, yes, yes, anything to get away from him. So the next night, he takes her out to dinner. They go to this Mexican restaurant. And, you know, the first thing he does is he starts talking about his dog that he loves so much. Mm. Just like, oh, that's good. He's an animal lover. And then the waitress comes to take their order, and she notices how polite and kind he is to the server. You know, and then halfway through dinner, she notices that they're laughing a lot, that he clearly gets her crazy sense of humor. Yeah, so the date goes really well. In fact, it goes on for 4 hours.
Wow.
Finally, at the end of the night, he walks her home, walks her to the front door, gives her a really great, good kiss goodnight. And as he turns away and walks away, she notices he has a really cute butt.
How great.
Yeah, so they have now been happily married for 27 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And on my website, in the free stuff section, you can get a mandala to download and print, and you can use it to manifest a soulmate or a new job or a new car or just about anything that you want. But it's there if you'd like it at soulmatesecret.com.
Nice, and maybe even one with a cute butt if that's something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's such a great story. You know, Ariel, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back from the break, it'd be great. We can talk about some specific ways people can put some of this stuff into practice right now, as well as I'd love to talk a little bit before we're done with our time with you about the spiritual cinema circle, because I know a lot of people listening would love to hear about that. So we're talking to Ariel Ford, author of The Soulmate Secret. Again, go to soulmatesecret.com and check her out online. You're listening to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins, here on Energy Talk Radio. Stay with us. We'll come right back after this break and keep talking to Ariel.
Where are the dreams that we once had? This is the time to bring them back.
Energy Talk Radio, spread the news. Fun and inspirational radio has arrived. EnergyTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Power of the Possible with award-winning author and relationship expert, Ariella McCarthy. Cutting to the core of every issue and breaking apart many long-held beliefs that keep us from creating the life we claim we want but have been unable to create. Tune in each day at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Ariella explains, we are not here to save anyone. We are here to love, to heal ourselves, and to hold the light for others. And then the light will point the way.
And I miss the still of the silence as you breathe out and I breathe in. If I could walk on water, if I could tell you what's next, make you believe, make you forget. So come on, get higher, loosen my lips, faith and desire, and swing your hips.
Come and join us for an eye-opening experience on Sex, Love, and Spirit. Sex, Love, and Spirit is hosted by Dr. Stephen Jay and Kypris Astor Drake, MSMA. We are the co-founders of YabYummy.com, an international internet-based love and intimacy school.
Sex, Love, and Spirit combines shamanic practice and sacred intimacy practices, sometimes labeled as Tantra, to share with you ways to cultivate peace, love, and passion in yourself, and to bring that into your relationships with others and with life as trust, love, and desire.
Come join us on the show or at our website, www.yabyummy.com, where you will find great information to enhance your own life, both in and out of the bedroom.
Please tune in to listen to Life Without Limitation with Mike Michaud. Explore stories of miracles, wellness, prosperity, and enlightenment through sound meditation and transformational thought processes. The show is inspired by and based on the teachings of spiritual leader Dattatreya Shiva Baba, the YouTube guru who inspired best-selling author Dr. Wayne Dyer to write Manifest Your Destiny. The show is hosted by Mike Michaud, a student of Dattatreya Shiva Baba who experienced miraculous recovery from HIV and AIDS over 7 years ago and survived a major heart procedure without anesthesia through meditations taught to him by Dattatreya Shiva Baba. please visit our schedule page to learn when you can listen to Life Without Limitation with Mike Michaud.
Looking for a relationship? Experiencing money problems or want to experience better health? The ancient spiritual science of Vedic astrology not only tells you about your future, but also offers remedies to improve all areas of your life. Astroved.com is overseen by Dattatreya Sivababa, an enlightened Siddha master who has brought these ancient life-changing services to the West. Astroved.com offers astrology readings and offers services for rituals and remedies that can change your destiny. Start changing your life today by going to astroved.com.
And now more of Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins.
Hey there, welcome back. This is Mike Robbins. You're listening to Let's Get Real here on Energy Talk Radio. We've been having a great conversation with Ariel Ford, the author of The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. And now, Ariel, in terms of the Law of Attraction, I mean, of course, everybody's talking about the Law of Attraction and The Secret. And, you know, it feels to me like a lot of things, a great idea, a powerful concept, as it sort of spreads all over the place, can get a little watered down and misconstrued. So what are your thoughts about how people are relating to the Law of Attraction these days as it relates to manifesting their soulmate that you talk about in your great book and just in general? Do you think we have it right, or are we a little bit off base with it?
You know, I think The Secret was sort of a good way to get a lot of people interested,
yeah.
But it wasn't the whole story.
Yeah.
In my life, what I've discovered, the thing that is the magic wand to make Law of Attraction really work is the emotional component.
Mm.
Because you can affirm all you want, and you can make lots of wish lists and vision boards, but unless you can feel in every cell of your body that what you've asked for is already yours,
mm.
You don't stand any chance of ever getting it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it's like there's this great line in the Conversations with God movie where the character Neil is yelling at God saying, I just want my life back. And God says to Neil, you can't have anything that you want.
Mm.
And what he means is that when you are having the experience of wanting, all you get is more wanting.
Right.
When you're having the experience of, I am so grateful for all the love in my life right now. I'm so grateful for this incredible life that I lead. All you get is more gratitude.
Yeah.
And more of what you're grateful for. And people get stuck all the time in the wanting, as opposed to sitting back in the receptivity and the knowingness and the willingness to be what they say they want.
And
so it's not easy.
Yeah.
But it completely worked.
Yeah. Well, and it would seem, I mean, more than anywhere in life, manifesting and attracting a soulmate relationship is the most important place for us to really, you know, have that feeling you're talking about, that and that receptivity to allowing it to show up, as opposed to, you know, forcing ourselves to go make it happen and make them come, that kind of energy that I know a lot of us can take the Law of Attraction and kind of twist it around. So as we've been talking about all this great stuff in your book, The Soulmate Secret, what are three things that people listening can do like this week to begin putting into practice some of the principles that we've been talking about in your great book?
Well, the book begins with a chapter on forgiveness. Because until you can forgive yourself and forgive those that you've judged have hurt you in the past, you don't really want to begin manifesting anything, because that process is what my sister calls putting ice cream on top of poop. You know, you really want to manifest from clean ground. So you want to begin by really forgiving yourself and forgiving others.
Yes.
For any mistakes you think happened in the past in relationship. You know, and then you want to spend some time really considering who you are and what your desires are and who you want to share your life with. So that you do have a picture, not so much a visual picture, but a visceral picture. Like, what will it feel like to wake up in the morning and open your eyes and roll over and see the back of this person, what are the feelings you're going to experience?
Mm.
You know, put yourself in that state of being to bring somebody in, as opposed to, well, they have to be this tall with this color hair and make this amount of money and, mm. you know, all the superficial stuff, which really doesn't make you feel good on a bad day.
Yeah.
So, and thirdly, I would say, you know, definitely be living as if, but make space in your life for somebody.
Mm.
So if you're, you know, a type A working till 10 o'clock every night, does that really send a message to the universe that you have time to nurture a relationship?
Mm.
You know, if your drawers and your closets are bursting at the seams with stuff, is that telling the universe that you have literal space in your life for another?
Mm.
And I always recommend that you have one drawer in your dresser completely empty, and that the nightstand on their side of the bed be completely empty, and that you have inches of empty space in your closet.
Mm.
Even if you're never going to live in this place with your soulmate, that you have this empty space for somebody to come and put their clothes in your closet.
Wow, yeah, it's like opening and inviting the space so someone could actually show up and be there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. And
that's,
you know,
powerful.
maybe have some empty time.
Yeah.
You know, read a book, go for a walk, volunteer at Big Brothers, do something, but just create some space for someone else to show up in.
Yeah.
Because if you're running so fast, you know, how will you nurture a relationship?
Yeah. Well, that's great, Ariel. I appreciate, and I'm sure so many people listening appreciate, you know, those bits of wisdom that they can implement right away. If you don't already have a copy of The Soulmate Secret, definitely pick one up. And it's such a great gift for people who, you know people in your life, and there's people that come and complain to you all the time, and they're constantly talking their tale of woe maybe about wanting to manifest someone. What a great gift to give to them, not as a way necessarily to shut them up, although it might, but as a way for them to actually practice the law of attraction to manifest their soulmate. So go to soulmatesecret.com, and there's lots of great free stuff there that Ariel's been talking about that you can get, as well as find out more about her book. And Ariel, before you have to take off here, I want to talk a little bit about the Spiritual Cinema Circle, which I know you're one of the founding partners of, and many people listening are probably familiar with it, but there's also some that may not be. It's been around for a few years. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Spiritual Cinema Circle, how it started, and what you guys do?
Yes. So Spiritual Cinema Circle is the brainchild of Gay Hendricks, the best-selling author. And he and I and producer-director Stephen Simon got together 6 years ago to create a DVD club that is devoted to movies about inspiration, love, and compassion. So we have a team of people who go to film festivals all over the world and acquire shorts, documentaries, and features that we license and put on our monthly DVDs that go out to our members. And most of the time, these are films that have won awards but have never been shown at your local Cineplex. What happens with, you know, independent films is they go to festivals, they win awards, and then they sit on a shelf somewhere because we really don't have an outlet for them. And that's what we provide. And so our members pay $21 a month, and they get four films that they get to keep. Generally, it's two short films, a documentary, and a feature. And I promise you, these are films that will make you glad that you're a human being.
Yeah. Well, and I got to say, you know, Ariel, my wife Michelle and I have been involved with and getting the Spiritual Cinema Circle movies for a number of years. I remember when you guys first launched, and we were so excited about it then, and now getting them. And we have since made a choice at our house to no longer have our cable TV. So all we do is watch movies and videos. And it's so nice to be able to get the Spiritual Cinema Circle movies every month and, you know, get stuff that's uplifting, that's positive, that's inspirational. You know, and I know so many people listening to Energy Talk Radio, that's the kind of stuff they're interested in. Anyway, you know, some of the recent movies that I really love and have been talking a lot about to people here on the show as well as on my email list, you know, Michael Beckwith's Spiritual Liberation.
Oh, isn't that great?
Oh, it's such a great movie. And Wayne Dyer's The Shift. I mean, movies
yeah,
like that.
That's shipping right now.
Yeah.
And great movie.
So great. And so if you want to check out Spiritual Cinema Circle, if you go to spiritualcinemacircle.com, you can get more information. And then what can they do specifically if they want to sign up, or what do they do at the website when they go there?
Oh, they can just go to the website and click on the free trial offer, and they'll get the first month of films for just $4.95 shipping.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then after that, they'll be sent to them every month. But, yeah, it's very easy, and you can cancel at any time. There's no long-term contracts. But, yeah, right now through November 13th, we are shipping the collection with the Wayne Dyer film. And, as you said, the films are great, and for the most part, you won't see them anywhere else.
Yeah, and it's so great. And, you know, and I think the idea, again, even of Energy Talk Radio, everybody listening here, same way, is, you know, it's easy for us to complain about the media or complain about violence in movies or complain about whatever's on the radio. And, you know, A, we can turn it off, and B, we can start to, you know, put things in our DVD players or in our computers or, you know, that we listen to that actually inspire us and uplift us. And what I love, Ariel, is it fits nicely into the whole conversation we've been having about your great book, The Soulmate Secret, in terms of, you know, the kind of environment that we're creating, and anyone listening who really wants to create that kind of a soulmate relationship. One of the questions, you know, I loved in your book and kept hearing in what we've been talking about is, like, what's the environment? What's the nest like, right? Are we feathering our nest, as you like to say, that really invites that soulmate in? So we're going to go to a break here in just a moment. I know you have to leave us. Is there any final thought you want to leave with people as it relates to manifesting their soulmate in their life and what we've been talking about here in our conversation?
You know, I would just want people to know that I know with absolute certainty that finding big love is possible for anyone of any age. Not only did this work for me, it's worked for dozens of my friends. It's even worked for my 80-year-old mother-in-law. Okay?
I love that.
You know, you can go around saying, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too this, I'm too that, and you can be right, or, you know, just invest a little bit of time and try some of these things, and you will find out that it's a whole different thing.
Wow. Well, Ariel, thanks so much for coming on and sharing both your personal inspirational story of this, as well as some of the wonderful tips and techniques and ideas that you teach everyone in The Soulmate Secret, Manifest the Love of Your Life with the Law of Attraction. Ariel Ford, thank you so much. We're going to take a short break here, and when we come back, I'll have a few final thoughts about how we can put this all into our life in a real way. You're listening to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins, here on Energy Talk Radio. Come right back after this break.
Thank you for listening to Energy Talk Radio. Just by listening, you are part of our collaboration to rid the world of hunger, thirst, and poverty. Energy Talk Radio produces and broadcasts inspirational shows helping listeners on the road to personal growth, to become a part of the global transformation towards a new golden age. Energy Talk Radio is at the forefront of innovation, engaging in a conscious business model of helping people in need, by directly supporting charities by donating 30% of their net profit to organizations that help eradicate hunger, educate children, and empower people, ending the cycle of extreme poverty and suffering. We hope you will join us in our endeavor, shifting consciousness while making a difference with fun and inspirational talk shows on EnergyTalkRadio.com.
Are you or your employees in a funk? Do you need a positive kick in the attitude to recharge your spirit and motivate you for success? Don't wait for your attitude to get the best of you. Get Attitude Digest today, the premier magazine for inspiration in the workplace and beyond, published by legendary motivator Sam Glenn. Visit attitudedigest.com today to subscribe or submit your ideas. It's also available customized for your business. Inquire today at attitudedigest.com.
Thanks for listening to EnergyTalkRadio.com. If you would like to listen to any show on demand, please go to our shows page, find the program you're looking for, and click on the View All Shows button. There you can play any show on any device that plays MP3s. We hope you enjoy this convenient feature, knowing that you're making a difference just by listening.
Hi, I'm Kim Hess, your divorce guru. Are you considering or been through a divorce? Need some motivation, sympathy, or humor? Tune in to Divorce Guru to listen, share, and learn how to make your life better after divorce than it was before through information, motivation, and humor. Go to the schedule page to see when you can listen to Divorce Guru on EnergyTalkRadio.com. You can also visit me at www.kimhess.com and check out my national divorce column on theexaminer.com, search word Kim Hess. Remember to listen to Divorce Guru, turning challenges into triumphs.
Hey, welcome back to Let's Get Real with me, Mike Robbins. So glad you're joining us for this show. And here on Energy Talk Radio, we had a great conversation with Ariel Ford, the author of the new book, The Soulmate Secret, and also one of the founding partners of the Spiritual Cinema Circle. Ariel was obviously talking about how to use the law of attraction to manifest your soulmate, although so much of what she talked about had to do with more than just manifesting love into your life. And if that's something you're interested in, I highly recommend you pick up a copy of her book and read what she has to say. You can go to soulmatesecret.com. It's a really great book. And, you know, something else about Ariel, just so you know, and this may be relevant to a lot of you listening as well, is she was for many years one of the top publicists, probably the top publicist for self-help, personal development, spiritual development authors. She actually was the initial publicist for Deepak Chopra, who, you know, she's really credited with launching his career, as well as a number of other New York Times bestsellers and people that we all know and love, like Marianne Williamson and Wayne Dyer and many others. I mean, so she and her sister, who she mentioned with that funny quote about putting ice cream on top of poop. So if you didn't hear that part, you got to go back and listen to this on demand and make sure you hear that part. You know, the idea is sometimes we don't really deal with what's going on underneath and we just get into our positive affirmations. And her sister is actually best-selling author Debbie Ford, who has written a number of books. The most well-known is probably The Dark Side of the Light Chasers, and has the new movie out about the shadow. We're actually going to have Debbie here on the show pretty soon. But so Ariel knows what she's talking about on so many different levels. And as I was listening to a lot of what she was having to say, some of what I took away, and again, you know, I've got a relationship that I really love with my wife, Michelle, but there's always places where we can deepen it, where we can really remember some of the things that we initially fell in love with about each other, or go back to, as we like to try to remind ourselves, making sure that we're continually dating and courting each other, as opposed to just getting into our habits of, like, you know, you do this and I do that and we got our thing and let's try to have our date night once a week or once a month if we're lucky, or whatever it can be. But really bringing that sense of emotional mystery, excitement, you know, all the stuff that if you are looking to manifest the love of your life, to remember that once that person does show up, it's really only just begun. So there's many aspects of this. You know, she was also talking about her own personal inspirational story of manifesting her soulmate, her husband, Brian, who's a great guy. And I've, you know, gotten a chance to meet both Ariel and Brian in the last year. And Brian was a basketball player actually at Oregon State, and even had a shot to play in the NBA. Really good ball player in his day. And you know, as two former athletes, we've really kind of hit it off and like to email back and forth about things going on in the sports world. But Ariel said she woke up when she was 43, right, and realized, oops, I forgot to get married. I forgot to really focus on a relationship. So, you know, and then meeting Brian and manifesting that and getting married at the age of 44 and having a now, you know, 12-year-long marriage that she's very happy in. I think there's so many excuses that people have, and we all have them for different reasons, whether we're male or female, whether we're gay or straight, whether we're young or old, whatever it is, lots of us have excuses for not only why we can't manifest and create, you know, a fantastic, just out of this world love relationship, but fill in the blank. There's many other things why we think that we can't. And at some level, without being too trite about it, it's just an excuse. It's just a thought form that we've decided I can't because fill in the blank. And those things just aren't true. So as you're listening to this show specifically about manifesting a love relationship, also take a look at some of the other areas of your life and notice where maybe you've sold out on yourself or you've resigned yourself to the fact that I could never get better in that area. I could never have joy and peace in that area. It's sort of done for me, if you will. And I think one of the nice things about us waking up to our own cynicism, our own resignation in certain areas of life, is that it actually can pop us out the other side. You know, Ariel also talked about something that I thought was really profound, and it relates a lot to what I talk about in Be Yourself, Everyone Else Has Already Taken, about really expressing yourself. She said, you know, take an egg timer and, you know, give yourself 5 minutes to just think about and focus on everything that you're miserable about, everything that's wrong, everything that's bad. And I really challenge everyone. I'm going to try this too. I bet you can't do it for 5 minutes. Because even though we like to whine and complain, and my life's so rough, and I don't have this, and what about that, and I need more money, and I should lose some weight, and this, my in-laws get on my nerves, or whatever, fill in the blank, right? There's really not that much bad stuff going on in most of our lives, and even the real serious stuff. As she said, if we really focused all of our attention and genuinely went there all the way, we would actually feel liberated because we would go deep into it. And like any emotion in life, when we acknowledge it, and then ultimately express it, we can move through it. Part of why we sometimes stay stuck, and this happens for me on a regular basis, way more often than I'd really like to admit, stuck in kind of a malaise of life, if you will, is because there are certain things going on, certain emotions, certain thoughts that we try to avoid or deny, but they keep sort of looping around in our mind. They keep looping over and over again, and we keep, no. And for me, of course, like, I'm a motivational speaker. I'm supposed to be an inspired guy. I can't have those kind of thoughts. But the denial of them actually kind of keeps them in place and then keeps us stuck at a certain level of fulfillment, if you will, or even a certain level of not quite misery, but just sort of, it's okay. You know what I mean? And so the reality of what we can do, and I took this a lot from what Ariel was talking about, not just in the context of manifesting a love relationship, although that's definitely part of it, but in the context of our lives and manifesting the things that we really truly want, is to passionately and fully go there, wherever there may be, in whatever moments of our lives may be, instead of trying to keep it just middle of the road, just appropriate, just okay, normal, whatever that may be, but really allowing ourselves to feel our feelings, to express our thoughts, and be vulnerable and authentic, as I like to talk about all the time. So I hope that in the course of listening to this show, specifically, those of you who are interested in manifesting a love relationship, is to take away some ideas, some things you can actually do in your life to really feather your nest, as Ariel was talking about. Live as if that person is already coming. Trust. Create some space for them to show up. And I realize for a lot of people, this is a really kind of vulnerable place because we have been hurt or disappointed in the past, and it's almost like we don't want to get too excited so as to not get let down. But that's not really how life works. And for any of us who happen to be in a relationship, really take a look at your relationship, your love relationship right now, and ask yourself honestly, is this really the kind of soulmate relationship that I want? Now, that can be a tough question to ask, because if the answer is no, and for a lot of us, that is the answer, we got to really take a look deeper within ourselves. What can we do? How can we shift ourselves to manifest that kind of energy, attention, attraction, passion in our relationship that maybe was there and has gone away? Or we want to be there, but aren't sure it can. It's absolutely possible in every situation. But the first thing we got to do, as always, is tell the truth. So some of the resources from today's show, the websites that I mentioned earlier, Ariel's website, you can go to soulmatesecret.com. We also talked about the Spiritual Cinema Circle, which is spiritualcinemacircle.com. Highly recommend you check that out. You can sign up on a trial basis and get those videos, those inspiring movies, every month, so you can put more conscious thought, images, energy into your awareness as you're doing, listening to Energy Talk Radio. As always, you can go and check out BeYourselfBook.com. Ariel was one of the many partners that I had when I launched Be Yourself. Everyone else is already taken, so once you get copies of the book, you can actually download free audios and videos and ebooks and articles and things from some of those partners. I really appreciate you listening, not just to my show and not just for me, although my ego likes that people actually listen to this and pay attention, but for yourself, that you pay attention to what matters to you and you listen to Energy Talk Radio. Once again, this is Mike Robbins. You've been listening to Let's Get Real. I appreciate you listening and hope that you'll come back and listen many, many times again. Make it a great day.
Where are the dreams that we once had?
Thanks for listening to Let's Get Real with Mike Robbins. For more information about Mike's work, his seminars, and his best-selling books, please visit www.mike-robbins.com.
Do we forget or forgive? There's a whole lot of life.